Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
Well, you know, Sunday afternoon, about the time that we're beginning to get some resolution to the PGA golf tournament on the air, the news started breaking that, I don't know, for my money, the grand old man of country clubs had been sold. 1957 was when Robert Dedman had the Brookhaven Country Club and turned it into Club Corp, finally with clubs all over the country, and in fact, all over the world, sold to Apollo Global Management. Eric Affeld is the CEO of Club Corp and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, as always, great to be back.
Thank you. It is. I mean, so the company's 60 years old. That is a really proud tradition.
Yeah, it is. You know, I was a little concerned there when you said the grand old man of golf, because my kids might not look at me that way, but the company is celebrating our 60th anniversary, and as you and I have discussed many times, and your listeners know, Club Corp literally created the modern club management industry.
The last time we spoke, I think, when it was public knowledge that you'd been looking for a buyer, our sense was you couldn't find anybody who was interested in buying the whole thing. They'd, you know, buy some of the clubs or some of the real estate, but not all of it. So I gather that's what Apollo brought to the table, and that plus $1.1 billion in cash.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I went back and looked at our press release because some of the media suggested that we said that, the deal was off and blah, blah, blah. And what we said was, as you just said, we did not find a bidder for the entire company. We did have conversations with a variety of people who were interested in the business, either in partnership form or otherwise. And we then said that the special committee was going to remain active and continue to look for ways to enhance shareholder value. And lo and behold, not long after that, we, you know, chatted with Apollo, and they said, hey guys, you know, are you still open to a potential whole company sale?
We've watched what you've done with the company over the last few years. We've had many conversations where you've pointed out to me, had to repeatedly, that this isn't just about golf. This is sort of a family experience and swimming pools and parties and downtown clubs and international and in football stadiums. This has sort of been, to my mind, the remaking of Club Corp. What does Apollo plan for it?
Well, you're absolutely right. It has been, as I've said before to you, Robert Sr. Created an industry, and we've had the privilege of reinventing that industry. Apollo, if you study them, and they're one of the largest private equity firms in the world, has owned companies like Vail Resorts, which obviously is a major leisure and, in fact, membership component. They have interest in Caesars. They have interest in Diamond Resorts, which is a very successful interval ownership business. They have interest in cruise lines. They bought Chuck E. Cheese, if I'm not mistaken. They own Great Wolf Lodge, if I'm not mistaken. So there's huge overlap between some of their other portfolio companies and some of the things that our members like to do.
And you've got 430,000 members that pay, relatively hefty dues. So I would think there's a lot of cross-selling that can be done here.
Absolutely. I just got off the phone with the principal or the partner in charge at Apollo, and they're very excited and trying to figure out, again, back to what else we can offer to our members and conversely what they can offer to some of their consumers relative to some of our clubs. So I think this is a very, very synergistic relationship.
Well, it's some proud names, Brookhaven, Glen Eagles, Hackberry Creek, Stonebriar around here and on the national, Rancho Mirage, Firestone, Woodlands. And what, you're in China, right?
We are. We have two clubs in China, and as we've announced, we're partnering with another Chinese development company for our first, and it's going to be our flagship business club in New York City that's going to be called the China-U.S. Sky Club on the 89th floor of the new One World Trade Tower.
All right. So the last time we talked, you had one foot out the door. You were retiring. Have you rethought that?
Well, legally, I can't have any conversation and have not had any conversation with Apollo relative to what I plan to do. I think it's safe to say that it's no different than what I had offered our board. I will do whatever I can to help the company in this transition period and beyond. That remains to be seen. But, you know, I want to help help Apollo and help our existing shareholders as well as continue to help our members.
All right. Quick close. Do you think it can be closed out before the end of the year?
I have no doubt. I mean, you never say never. It's got to go through Hart-Scott-Rodino antitrust approval, which I think is easy. Obviously, we have to have our shareholder approval first and foremost. So notwithstanding, we've got a terrific board. At the end of the day, it's up to all of our shareholders, thousands and thousands and thousands of shareholders, to ultimately say we think this is a good thing for the company. And that will happen in as short a order as we can make it, probably in the next couple of months.
Well, $1.1 billion in cash and a 30% premium ought to be fairly persuasive, I would think. Eric Affeldt's the CEO of Club Corp. I know this has been it's been a long endeavor. Congratulations.
David, thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.